This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Armenia and Azerbaijan announced a third attempt to establish a ceasefire in their conflict over Nagorno-Karabakh, starting from 8 a.m. Monday. The announcement comes after two earlier Russia-brokered ceasefire agreements frayed immediately after taking forces with both sides accused each other of violations. The new agreement was announced Sunday night in a joint statement by the governments of the United States, Armenia, and Azerbaijan. Nagorno-Karabakh lies within Azerbaijan, but has been under the control of ethnic Armenian forces backed by Armenia since a war there ended in 1994. The latest fighting that began on September 27th has involved heavy artillery, rockets, and drones and killed hundreds in 4 weeks. Chileans voted overwhelmingly to replace their dictatorship-era constitution in a referendum Sunday, setting off celebrations in the capital. The approved vote to throw out a constitution seen as underpinning the nation's glaring inequalities led by almost 78% of the vote. Horn-blaring cars circulated in the center of the capital, blaring their horns to celebrate the approved campaign within minutes of the polls closing. Crowds gathered near the Plaza Italia, the epicenter of months of protests where the word rebirth was projected onto the city's telecommunications tower. Full results are still pending, however. At least 100 people were held following violent weekend anti-government protests in the Angolan capital, according to a senior government official. Anti-riot police fired tear gas and beat protesters to break up the demonstrations that attracted around 2,000 people. Dozens of protesters, including journalists covering the demonstrations,